In whatever way you can, just say the Lord's going to really bless you today over somebody. He is the lifter of our heads. The things that happen to us in life make us bow down, but the Lord Himself is able to pick us up and lift us up. And if you're going through a difficult time at the moment, He is the lifter of your head. He is the one that picks you up and strengthens you. Jesus came to reveal a loving, tender-hearted Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. In other words, this is what God is like. And so many have a picture that is so distorted about the truth about who God is. I was talking to someone recently, and they don't actually know the Lord. They were from Poland, and just having a day out, a day off. And we just felt compelled to start talking, you know, how we're opening up conversations and reaching people. And I know that how many of you had an opportunity to talk to somebody about Jesus recently? Wonderful. Amen. Started a conversation about, may the Lord continue that and continue to work through every one of us. That's His goal, is to reach out with His love and saving message. Anyway, this woman, we asked what she did, why she was living here. And then she asked me what I did. It's always a good opportunity for me. I can bring the Lord in to that. I said, well, I pastor a church. Oh, it's like she'd just ate a lemon. It was like, oh, no. All right. And she has had a very negative experience of church, the denominational church in Poland, that has been abusive and sin and all kinds of things and stuff that had been going on. And God's not like that. It's all you want to say. You might have experienced it with people, but God's not like that. And I think all the time, you know, we just need to understand personally as individuals that God is a loving Father, but to always communicate, God's not like that. He's not abusive. He doesn't use people. He's a good, loving, heavenly Father. Anyway, she didn't want to believe. She said, I just don't believe in God. A God who's like that. And I said, well, he's not like that. And then she went on about Adam's rib. And how a woman was made from a rib. And in her mind, she'd been taught that women are just a side issue. You know, you've got your main course, the steak's on, but the sides, just bring on a side. And the Lord made man and male and female in the image of God. So we're both created in God's image, male and female, equal. Different, but equal in God's mind and heart. So I just said, God's not like that. Domineering with overruling women in that way. It's just her experience. And then I just summed everything up. I said, look, if you really want to know who God is, look at Jesus. Don't get caught up in all the other bits and pieces. Because Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And I'm good. Jesus went about doing good the way he treated people. He made sinners welcome. When Jesus went about, you know, he was invited to the Pharisees and to the worst kind of sinners in that society. Jesus was happy to sit down and have a meal with them because he wanted them to know God. But he didn't sit down to correct. He valued them. He did bring truth. Truth always gives you an opportunity to know the Lord, because you can't come to know Jesus without knowing the truth about God and yourself and what Jesus has done for us on the cross. But he welcomed them, valued them. He sees the value in people. And he doesn't treat people according to their lifestyle, but according to love and according to his mercy and compassion. Yes, he is also judge. One day, you know, he will judge all of us. And he's long-suffering, he's patient. He wants no man to perish, but all to come to know him. And so Jesus, you know, you can't save and heal people you don't welcome. And that's what Jesus is like. He wants to welcome people so that they can come and find out about how good God is. He's good, and he's a good father. And Jesus takes care of us. When we, you know, we're not here to look after ourselves. That's why we need God. And we need the love of God. There's no love that a person can give you that will satisfy you. But only God's love can actually satisfy the human heart. And everybody is looking for love. But Jesus came, love came looking for them. Jesus is love on legs. He moves into people's lives through his church, who come into someone and welcomes them and says, God wants a relationship with you. He's already died on the cross and paid for your sins. And he wants you to know him. But I'm not treating you as your sins deserve. I'm not checking out your lifestyle. He saved me from my sins, and he will save you and give you a new life. That's how good God is. He comes into people's lives and he doesn't judge them, he saves them. He rescues them and gives them a new heart and a new life. He's a loving heavenly father. He's generous. Generous father. He's generous to all. And I want to just start by saying God loves every single one of you perfectly. You're loved. You're chosen, and you've been blessed with every blessing in Jesus. And he only has good planned. God is good, and he's got good planned for you, and he's generous. And the amazing thing is he wants to use us. Do you not think that's amazing? God wants to use us. We can see all of our faults. Can anybody out there see your fault? I was walking, I'm just jamming this morning because this is how the message is going to come today. Jamming with the Holy Spirit, I trust. But I was out walking this last week in Wellington Park. And as I'm walking along, it's a beautiful early morning. It's, I don't know, 7:30 in the morning. Going through the park. I love it because not many people are around. A few dog walkers. But I just love it to go for a walk in the kind of coolness of the day and talk a bit to God, expect God to speak to me and get my steps in because I've got a Fitbit and I've got to do a certain amount of steps a day. So I'm cranking up the steps as well while I go. And as I walk along, there's this pond, this little pond in the middle of this beautiful park. And I actually always say to the Lord, thank you, Lord, for this park. I don't do any of the gardening. I don't cut the lawn. I didn't plant the flowers, but it's always beautiful. And I believe people work doing it all for me. I think my Father's provided me a garden. I don't have my own really nice garden, but I can walk in the park and go, Father, thank you. Thank you for this amazing garden. It's wonderful. So I really enjoy going, you know. But in the pond, often the night before or the day before, we've had some people in, and you know how people chuck in their plastic bottles into the pond. Well, on this particular morning, there is a Calagas container, metal container. You know how you have for a barbecue? A 5-liter Calagas in the middle of the pond. So there's these beautiful lilies and willow tree and the sun's breaking through and the scene is like, I wonder what heaven's going to be like. It was just glorious. And then right in the middle of this is a Kalagas container. I took a photo. I was so amazed at that. And God spoke to me about that gas container. And he said, first of all, I don't treat you as your sins deserve. So if you've got something in your life that you can look at and say that's not perfect, God doesn't get angry and blow up the pond. Okay? He's generous. That's why every day he gives mercy. So in other words, forgiveness is always available. Okay, so he's a loving father who forgives. And he never changes. So he's always merciful. He's always forgiving. And I'm always aware of how much better I could be at things and how I could do better. And I wish I was something that, you know, I wish I was there and not location, but I wish I was somewhere else but where I am. Is anybody like that? Been saved a while and you wish you'd seen many more miracles, many more things, God using you in so many ways. And so basically, I can look at myself like that Kalagas and think, I'm spoiling everything here. Can anybody do that? And the Lord actually says, I am generous without finding fault. In James chapter 1, generous to all without finding fault. And so not only does he not point the finger at what I'm not yet, he's working from glory to glory as I go on in my journey with Jesus, but he also takes out the Kalagas container every day. You know, in that park, every day people come and clear it up by 8 o'clock in the morning. Wouldn't it be great to have an account that's cleared with God before you go out in your day? And the next morning I went, that gas container was out. And the pond was back to being beautiful. And you know, this is the amazingness about the goodness and the mercy of God, is that he doesn't treat us as we deserve. And he forgives our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness as we confess our sins to him. Now, I'm going to, on the back of that, talk about spiritual gifts. So turn with me to 1 Corinthians, because we have to know that God is going to do amazing things through our lives, not because we're good, but because he's good. Okay? Not because we deserve to be used by God, but because he's generous both to us and through us. So 1 Corinthians, and I think I've mentioned already, I'm flowing with the Spirit this morning. I'm flowing with the Spirit. So this is not what I had prepared. I wrote a couple of notes 5 minutes before I left the house. So these are my notes. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Word of God says, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant. That means I want you to really know about the gifts of the Spirit. Now, the gifts of the Spirit are the gifts of God himself. The Spirit is God himself living in every believer. So the Spirit lives in you, yes? And he distributes gifts manifesting who God is in an open and real way. So God doesn't just do internal things, he reveals himself through the spiritual gifts. But he says, I want you to know about the gifts, so that you can actually begin to operate or use the gifts that I will give you. Because we are not just natural people, we are supernatural people, because the super is the Holy Spirit in you. That's why you are not an ordinary person. Because the Holy Spirit lives in you. That means you can do the same things that Jesus did. I just need to say it again so that you actually say amen to that, because it's the truth. You can do the same things as Jesus did because the Spirit is upon you. The Spirit is within you. We agree with the truth, don't we? It helps us to agree and not allow our natural mind or experience to begin to tell us that's not for me. In verse 7 it says, and this is one of my favorite verses, but the manifestation, that means the evidence or the open revealing. A manifestation is actually God on show. How many want to see God on show in your life, in your relationships, in the church, but also God on show it where you work and where you live? Jesus wants to reveal himself, but God wants to go on show through you. So he's talking about the manifestation. Isn't it wonderful? We can have a manifestation of the Spirit, first of all. But it says the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is given. Now that's a key. Is not earned. Remember the pond? Christ in me is the beautiful bit. The bit's about me. You know, I don't deserve anything, but God wants to move through my life. I didn't earn anything. He gives. The manifestation of the Spirit is given. Brilliant. So it's a gift. It's a grace gift. God gives you grace to manifest God in your life. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one or to all. I don't know whether you know that means nobody missing out. Does the word say that? The manifestation of the Spirit is given. So you don't have to be a theologian or a pastor or someone who's walked with God and really knows a lot to see a manifestation of the Spirit, because it's a gift. Amen. Are we in the room? Are we hearing at home? The manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone. To every believer. That must mean you. It means you. It means our children who have Christ in them, who've become Christians, who have the Spirit living in them. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to all for the profit of all. What a simple verse. So God goes on show through every believer to benefit someone else, not for your benefit. Okay, so not to say, oh my goodness, aren't I great? I just prophesied. But actually, the goal of the manifestation of the Spirit is actually the heart of God to bless people. It's actually to give love, to show love. These are love gifts from our Father. God manifests himself in gifts through your life to actually benefit someone else. Praise God. And if somebody has a manifestation of a gift for you, it benefits you. So we are to be a body, and that's how Paul's teaching here. He's speaking about the body of Christ, each one a member of each other, so we don't exist in isolation. We are living stones joined and knit together as the church, the local church, in connected relationship, so that the manifestation of the Spirit can flow through each one. Praise God. The purpose is to profit everyone. You see, you're the delivery person of the goodness of God. You're the delivery person of the goodness of God in the Spirit, manifesting the gifts of the Spirit. Now, these gifts have a God dimension. And, you know, there are 9 different spiritual gifts, and we'll teach on those as we go on, not this morning. But the gifts of the Spirit are words of knowledge, prophecy. Just take those two for a moment. Those two gifts are not because you know something about someone and you want to speak into it. A word of knowledge is not knowing about something. It's God revealing something to speak. And everything he does is in love. Amen. Whatever he's going to do has got love behind it. Love is the motive. Love is the flow of the gifts. You will flow in the gift when you walk in love. If you don't walk in love, it will grieve the Holy Spirit, and there will be a stopping of a river. It'll get stopped in you. But if you flow in love and continually say, Lord, I messed up, I forgave. If you get that caligas out of my heart so that I can go back to the flow and let Christ move through me. It's the love of God that God wants to manifest himself in words of knowledge and prophecy. Prophecy is hearing and speaking what God is saying. Turn with me to Corinthians 14 in the same chapter, 1 Corinthians 14. It tells us what prophecy is. Now, in no way does Paul say, in this context, prophecy is giving someone a directional word to go somewhere, marry someone, do such and such and such and such. Okay? Hello? Paul isn't saying that here. If you know the word, let's just verse 1, and let's just read down to verse 4. Pursue love. There it is. Be someone who's on a pursuit of loving people with the love that God gives. And desire, one translation says, eagerly desire spiritual gifts. Paul is talking about the manifestation of God, the gifts of the Spirit. Especially that you may prophesy. Why does Paul say it's especially? Make this one of the gifts you really are using a lot. Of course, as God wills, but God, Paul wants you to work with God in this and say, I really want to be someone who's always doing this. Do you want to be someone who's always manifesting the love of God through the gift of prophecy? Now, what is prophecy? It says in verse 3, he who prophesies speaks edification, exaltation, and comfort. Edification, exaltation, and comfort. By the way, we're going to practice this in a minute, so here we go. This is edification, exaltation, and comfort. So building people up in truth, encouraging and adding strength to someone in God. It's like, you know, sometimes I see it like this when somebody's running those awful marathons that they run. And never will it happen to me apart from my race for Jesus. I am running. But how people stand there with water, handing out water, and it gives strength to go on and walk with Jesus. Even when you prophesy to people in the world, it's so that they can know the comfort of God, know about Jesus and his love for them. So what you're speaking is actually adding to their life, building up and strengthening them. But it's a supernatural gift. It's something that comes from your spirit by the Spirit. You get an impression of something or a picture of something or a scripture comes to mind and you start to speak. You speak it. And what happens is strength is coming supernaturally to someone who's hearing. There is a hearing strength. And you can do that in the workplace because prophecy is to profit all, not just the church. Words of knowledge are to profit the world. Jesus used the words of knowledge with the woman at the well. Do you remember? Give me a drink. And she, you know, she said, who are you asking me for a drink? You know, you're a Jew, I'm a Samaritan, you shouldn't be talking to me. In other words, you should be making me feel unwelcome. But Jesus valued her and saw the value in her and wanted her to know the Father. He wanted a relationship with that woman. Even though she had 5 caligas things in her pond. His word of knowledge was, you've had 5 husbands. The one you're with, you're not even married to. That's a word of knowledge. Divine insight into someone. He didn't know that woman, naturally speaking, before. But the Spirit gave him a word, insight. And as he spoke, what happened? She had an encounter with Jesus, with God. It was like, he read my whole world. He read my life. Oh my goodness. That's what's going to happen as you reach out to the world. As you welcome them in and value them, God's going to give words of knowledge that are going to go, he knows me. He knows what I've been through, and yet he still values me. He still wants to talk to me. And that woman, that one word of knowledge, opened up an entire town. Many believed in Jesus because of one supernatural word of knowledge from him. Imagine your workplace, your office, your street, the family next door. Imagine the people in school or the people who are struggling in Sainsbury's. One word. There is a God who loves me. He knows me, but he doesn't judge me. He wants to save. Which is why Paul said, eagerly desire spiritual gifts. Don't just kind of be casual about them. They don't happen in your life without I want. Father, I want your love to flow through me in the gifts of the Spirit. I want you to love this person through me. With your love, he's put his Spirit in us. His love is in our heart. I want you to love them through me. What have you got to say about this? What do you want to do to bless them? How am I going to connect them with you? And Jesus opened up that woman's heart and life to love, actually. True love for the first time. She spent her life thinking she could get love from somewhere else. But Jesus alone can satisfy the hunger in a human heart. It brings us into relationship through forgiveness of sins and faith in Jesus, just through a word of knowledge. It's wonderful, isn't it? Manifestation is given to the prophet, everyone. So we speak edification. We build people up. We exhort. We bring comfort and strength to someone. And it says, goes on to say, he who prophesies edifies the church. Now, I'm not saying, look, okay, I don't think we should get weird. How many of you have experienced prophecy in weird form? Okay, and what did it make you do? Reverse. I'm just backing out of this. See you later. Why? Because Jesus was never weird. He didn't say something so spiritual nobody got it. Sometimes I think we're looking for the over-spiritual to prophesy, and actually it's just simple. It's an expression of words of encouragement and love that build people up. And so I'm not talking weird. Oh, I see a cloud, and it's blue, and it's got sprinkle dust. Honestly, we do not need weird. We need the genuine that actually can benefit someone rather than make it so spiritual. You're going, oh, right, I'll pray about that. And puts pressure on people to actually, well, what is God saying? If you're confused after a prophecy, leave it. Or take it and take it to a godly person who knows the Lord and can bring wisdom into your life. Don't prophesy in independence with people on their own that take you astray. Stay in the body, stay accountable, and God will lead you and encourage you. But we don't need to put out the fire of the Spirit. We need to cooperate with what God is doing. He wants to use you in the gifts of the Spirit. Just look at the person next to you. And I know you can't, well, you can speak. Just say, God is going to manifest His Spirit through your life. Say it at home. God's going to manifest His Spirit. Before we finish, I'm just going to, and we'll go into action. Training session this morning in church, hey? Hope you're okay with this at home, but God's going to use you. If you struggle with this, say, me? God's going to use me? Has anybody ever struggled? Because I see the Calagas. Do you know what I mean? I'm never going to be good enough, you know. Jesus makes me good enough. Amen. I'm righteous, blameless in Christ, blessed with every blessing. That's the truth that sets me free. But pursue love. That's the first thing. Believe that God wants to use you and pursue love. Faith working through love. So in other words, expect God to use you. But whatever you do, do because you want to benefit another person. You've been praying. Your heart is really, Lord, I want your love to flow through me for this person. I want to just bless them. You know, we were talking about Sam over here. And, you know, I had this word, didn't I, when we were talking. I'm sure it's going to bless it. But, you know, Sam, your heart is like full of love for people. And the Lord showed us that your heart's like, you know those chocolate fountains? Can we all understand that word? A chocolate fountain that flows up and out so everybody can actually taste and see the Lord's good. But you've got a whole dose of chili in there. And the chili is the truth. Because it's love in the truth that sets people free. That's a great word from God. You're a fountain of chocolate with a lot of chili. Chili chocolate. But that's what the love of God is. It flows through us, but it brings truth. Can you see? That's accurate. It's according to truth. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You've got a generous heart, James. You're a load bearer, but you've got a generous heart. That's how God sees you. You're generous in your heart towards people. But you're also someone who carries loads. And God gives you the grace for it. The grace. There's a grace for you to carry stuff in God and for God. Love pursues the benefit for the benefit of others. It releases the grace of God over someone's life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace, Father. Amen. Joan, the Lord will restore the years the locusts have eaten. And you will be filled with new wine and your vats will overflow. There will be an abundance of the generosity and the goodness of God. He will restore. He will restore. I just speak it over you. The Lord will restore the years the locusts have eaten. Thank you, Jesus. Edifying, building, strengthening. Amen. Gemma, the Lord has heard your prayer. I want my kids to know you. I want my kids to know you. But He wants you to know because you know Him and you're following Jesus and doing His will. They will come along like little chicks following Mama Hen. And they will come after you. It's when the mother goes back and... But you're not, you're pursuing Jesus as a family. You and Si, and you're going to lead your children into knowing Jesus for truth. And God's going to use you with many other parents, many other people, to bring the power of the gifts of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh my goodness. You see, there's a flow. It just starts with a word, a thought. It doesn't all come at once if you start to speak to edify something, somebody. It just begins, and then you're like, oh, okay, more comes. It's like the river starts flowing. It begins and increases. It just continues to go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. The edification, the comfort. Ah, praise God. Earnestly desire, love. Walk in love. Love isn't just gifts. Love isn't just expressed in the body with gifts. It's expressed in serving. And Jesus actually said, you know, when he washed the disciples' feet, he said, I, your master, have done this. Do this for each other. Love one another. The church are to love each other. And he says, you know, I know you know this. I've taught you. But blessed are you if you do it. There it is, the blessing, the flow of grace and the power of the Spirit happens when you start to serve other people. One of the problems that can happen in any individual's life is that he becomes a dam. And everything comes into that dam. And it all goes wrong, stagnant, full of algae and full of rubbish. And God cleans out our hearts, but he also wants us to be more of a river than a dam. Because the more you give, the more you get back. Good measure, breast down, shaken together, running over. And love picks up loads, bears others' weights. It does things for people so they benefit. Acts of love, not just gifts of the Spirit. Walk in love with one another. And you know we're going to have a move of God. God has spoken about a move of God. Well, it'll be a move of love. This tsunami wave of the Spirit will be a move of love. And Lord, start it in me. Move through me, because we can have a move of God anytime. Eagerly desiring to give, to serve, to bless someone at work, encourage, the gifts of the Spirit speaking to edify, to comfort, to build up and strengthen. Praise God. And the gifts bring answers to problems that humans can't give. But God gives answers to issues in people's lives. Praise God. Shall we stand? Praise you, Jesus. It's warm in here. Is it warm at home? I've heard England are going to beat Croatia. We have a Croatian here today. So if you've got a barbecue with somebody and you're meeting with family and friends later, well, eagerly desire spiritual gifts. Literally, use every opportunity to build people up and speak and bring chili chocolate. Bring the chili chocolate, the flow of the love of God, with something that actually makes them know the Lord. The love in the truth. Love in the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we want to, as a church, have each one of us in operation of the gifts of the Spirit. And Lord, thank you that you tell us, this is the truth, that you freely give to benefit others through our lives. It's given, it's not earned. Many of us, Lord, have stood looking at the Calagas container in our lives saying, I'm not ready to be used by God. But you, Lord, forgive all our sins. You, Lord, forgive all our faults. You put your Spirit in us. And you want to bless people through our lives. Just in this moment, thank him for what you've heard from him this morning. Through his word, that he wants to give you gifts of love, really, from God to manifest him in your world. Praise you, Father. I praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, as we follow you, we don't want to do it just for gifts. We want to love people in serving. I pray each one of us would be like you, our King, a servant in the house, to serve the body of Christ where you place us. To see when somebody's carrying too much, to take something off them and share the load. To be people who look for opportunities to bless our children, to teach, to worship, to be on the door, to welcome people, to do whatever is necessary, to be here and build people up, to be there for friends and family. Jesus, let your love flow through us like that chocolate fountain. Love and truth flowing, Lord, through each one, I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you want to reach to him, I'm sure you do, and say, Lord, I want to be used right now, in this moment. Not tomorrow, we can pray tomorrow, but desire today. Eagerly desire spiritual gifts. And God might give you a different gift to prophecy. He might give you a word of wisdom. He might give you just an encouraging word. Faith for someone's miracle, for healing. Just listen into him and you'll get something. He will bring an impression, picture, bring someone in front of your face. You'll just see them. It helps me to start to pray for somebody. If you haven't got anything yet, just look around you, start to pray. Pray for somebody at home and say, Lord, give me something for them. Give me something for them, Lord, that's going to build them up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For anybody online, we just thank you, Father, for the release of your blessing. Words of knowledge for them, Lord, prophecy, the gifts of your Spirit. Thank you that as they go out in their family life and in their days, Lord, your Spirit is going to move through them. And you're going to move in love through every single one of your people, your church. Thank you for this move of love, the manifestation of your Spirit, to profit everybody, to benefit people at work, to benefit our children, to benefit husbands and wives, to benefit workplace colleagues, Lord, benefit the stressed, those who have no hope, Lord. I just thank you for the gifts of your Spirit. And thank you, Lord, that you treat us generously. You give to us without finding fault. I thank you, Father, for just the mercy and the grace you show us every day. That every day is a new beginning. Your mercies are new every morning. And great is your faithfulness. Lord, activate your Spirit. Activate your Spirit through our lives. As we just walk in love with you and with each other. And showing your love to the world around us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's hard to prophesy when you judge someone. In fact, you can't. There's no move of love. Therefore, judgment gets your river will grow dry. Critical spirit, nobody can move in the gifts of the Spirit. Accusing the brethren. Jesus treats it personally. You know, when Paul was attacking the church, Jesus actually said, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he meant the church. And so we can only operate in the gifts of the Spirit because there's a love. There's the chocolate and chili. There's the love and truth, you know, coming through our lives towards one another. You know, the body of Christ is so important in these days. The enemy has tried to divide. Jesus is reuniting, building up. But he's also, it's really on his heart that there is a river that flows through us into the world. And that is ultimately the love of God through the gospel of Jesus, but also through the power of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you. May England win. and have an amazing week operating in the supernatural. God bless.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaithsw.com.